I got a mint in, but I am ready.
I'm here with Denver Riggleman, who's been described as the most interesting man in Virginia politics right now. And we're sitting in the lobby of the Omni Richmond here at the RPV Advance. And kind of tell the folks at home, what do you do? Why are you thinking about running? And what are you thinking about running for?
What I do right now is I run a distillery, make liquor.
That's awesome.
I also have done, I was a Department of Defense company as a chief executive officer. Okay. I was Air Force Intelligence. I was able to serve in about six major operations over 13 years.
Very long resume.
Yes, so that's me. That's me. And as far as what I'm doing or what I think I'm doing running for governor is that I believe at some point somebody has to step up against certain types of regulatory activities, against cost of compliance, but also against some cronyism and corruption, I believe, is sort of endemic in Virginia politics.
Is this because of your defense background or because of your distilling background or a combo of the two?
Probably the best question, because I think it is a combo. Your defense background makes it highly unlikely that you're going to respond to a threat by running. And I think when you're talking to lobbyists who threaten you with certain activities, if you don't do the right thing on your distillery business, instead of running, you fight. So I think taught to fight when things are wrong. And then when you start learning how things are working in the Virginia government, instead of running, you're going to fight. So I think it's a combination of both.
So you're out of Nelson County.
Out of Nelson County, about 25 minutes west of Charlottesville. Born in Manassas, Virginia in 1970.
Okay, so you're a Virginia boy.
I'm a Virginia boy.
You can say, some of the candidates in this race can't say that. I believe Corey's from Minnesota, Ed's from New Jersey. You are a distinct Virginian. Talk about how important you believe it is to have a Virginian in the governor's mansion.
Okay, I think the politically correct answer would be that Virginia is such a melting pot that it doesn't matter where you come from, that you can serve the state fantastically.
Donald Trump threw out political correctness. I want to hear the real answer.
Well, thank you, Matt. Here's the real answer. I think it's been since Gilmore that we've had a governor from Virginia. And I love everyone, right? You have to if you're going to do this type of thing. However, the people that you're fighting, the people that maybe aren't doing the things that they should be doing are actually also from Virginia. When you're talking about delegates. So to be a Virginian, the first Virginian since Gilmore, I think is especially important right now because I'm invested in the state. And if I wasn't, I wouldn't be here.
Okay. So you talk about regulations a lot. What would be your biggest prerogative? Jobs, regulation, what would be your biggest prerogative if elected to governor if you run?
I think it's the transparency of the vote in the House of Delegates, but it's also identifying where donations are coming from specifically and how they track the votes in the House. I think you have to drag a vampire into the sunlight in order to fix them for good. I think we need to drag some of the cronyist activities into the sunlight in the state of Virginia in order to fix those activities. And I think that's going to help with the budget. I think that's going to help with economics. But I also believe that's going to help with the trust of the Virginia public in what their elected officials are doing.
So tell me, since we don't know you yet, we're still getting to know you, what kind of Republican are you? Are you a old school William Buckley conservative? Are you a Tea Partier? Are you a Donald Trump populist? Like, what are you?
None of the above. I'm a nonconformist Republican.
Wow. That's a hard title. That is a hard title in this day and age when, you know, we've got Tea Partiers, myself, a prescribed rhino. You know, it's hard to be a nonconformist. Why do you say that?
Well, listen, everybody who's a Tea Partier, or if you're a self-described rhino, which is one of the most, I've never actually heard somebody say that.
But you're
honest about it. And Tea Parties are honest about their belief system, and they join that party because how they believe. I think somebody has to cut across everybody's belief system and actually be transparent in everything that they say and do. I'm a nonconformist Republican because I might have some libertarian leans in some ways. I'm a nonconformist.
We all do at some point.
I think we all do at some point. Am I a Tea Party? I've never been a part of any party sort of revolution based on the fact that most of the time I was overseas doing things for other types of revolutions.
Wow, that's a hell of an answer. I've never actually heard it put that way. But, you know, there's just a lot about you that I'm just intrigued, you know, as just a reporter, I'm just intrigued. And making this, running a distillery, running for governor, you seem very passionate. What is it, because you just love Virginia so much, or is it because you want to make Virginia a better place to live, work, and for raise your kids, or is it a combo of all of that?
I think it is. I think at some point, people's policies who believe who believe their only political or business become personal. The reason I'm running is because I've had people tell me to my face that in order to get things done, you have to either pay the right people, play the game, accept incremental change, or make sure you just know how to do things in the state of Virginia. I believe that's not how things should be done. You said something about that is one of the most unique answers about revolution or who you are, right, as a person, a nonconformist Republican. I talked to two Tea Partiers yesterday that had different views. I think every single individual out there needs somebody who's going to be transparent and tell the truth, even if it's not exactly what they want to hear. Because you guys, you know what? I have to represent the values of Virginians, not the other way around. And I believe a lot of people that run for office now, they think Virginians should represent their values. At some point, why doesn't somebody listen and see really what Virginians want instead of trying to mandate some type of life goal that actually helps them in the future? Because I don't care if I win or lose. I just care about blunt force trauma and changing Virginia now.
An unequivocal answer to end an interview. Thank you, Mr. Riggleman. We'll be glad to have you on the podcast.